You know what time it is. Basically, I'm going to do a Q&A for December. I am sick. I sound sick and I don't sound sick at the same time. So, you are getting the sick version of this Q&A because it's December 23rd. And I need to get December's video out of the way. But there are a couple of questions from last time that I haven't answered. And I know some of you are going to be saying you should be resting, be in bed, but I don't know. I just can't rest and do nothing. I might play a game after this or something. I'm not sure. But I'm going to answer a couple of questions and see how much time. I'm not going to try to make this video very long. So, what is the best movie you ever seen? And I don't know if this question is like the recent movie or movies in general, but I don't really watch movies. And it's kind of my thing where my least favorite place in the world is the movie theaters. I cannot sit and watch a movie for, they used to be like 3 hours before, but now they're like 1-2 hours. I get tired. Like, I just can't. I have really good attention span, actually, but it's just not my thing. So I can just tell you some movies that I really enjoy watching from the past. I really love Rush Hour. I love Mean Girls. I love Legally Blonde. But I feel like movies are really with their time, because when I watched Rush Hour, when it first, like, I think it came out, I don't remember if it was Rush Hour 1 or Rush Hour 2. I was so young. But I don't even remember what it was about. But when we watched it on TV later on, I really enjoyed it. And then recently, I think last year, I watched it, Rush Hour, and it just felt like a little bit corny. It's still great, but it didn't give me the same feeling like it did in the past. So I really think it's really the time, or like the first, you know, taste of it. Just, it's so much better. Like when you have your favorite food or favorite dessert and you taste it for the first time, it's wow, it's delicious. But then afterwards, when you have it again a couple of times or you repeat it, it becomes, okay, whatever. I'm looking at a list because I really don't watch movies. The first movie that made like the most lifetime gross is Avatar. And I have never watched Avatar. So let me know if that's something I should watch. But yeah, I'm looking at the list. I don't really see a movie that I am obsessed with here. But yeah, I'm not really a movie person. So I guess I'll stick with those three movies for now. I'm more of a show person, actually. All right. What is your favorite book or smut? I've been reading a lot of smut and yaoi. And I do have some favorites, but I'm going to kind of stick with books for this one. Maybe I'll do yaoi and smut in a different Q&A because that's a much longer topic. But for books, I actually don't read that much books either. So I will bring some book up that stuck with me when I was really young. And it's kind of interesting because it's kind of a sexual book also. It's called Promise Me Paradise from Ellen Tanner Marsh. And the story behind this is hilarious. Basically, my dad just gave it to me. I think he got it for free. And he didn't know, because my dad doesn't read books at all. He doesn't know that it's like a sexual book. Like, it's very, it's not romantic, but it's romantic with, like, you know, like when he took his thing out, like your eyes deepen, like that kind of book. And I remember just sitting on, I think I was sitting on my parents' bed one summer, and I finished that book in like 1 or 2 days. So that's like the book that really stuck with me throughout my whole life. Really loved it. I've read a lot of books when I was younger also, but I just don't remember them. So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I have read books, but if I don't remember it, then they don't really make up, like, you know, like an impact on me. So I'll pick that book. And then the last question is, what is your favorite subject in school? I'm kind of a nerd. I feel like everyone falls in one of these categories. Either you're academically smart, physically smart or like skill smart. And there's some people who, like, you know, they can't do things academically, but if you tell them to like install furniture, they're like a pro at it. Like, you have some people who are like are better physically, like they can arrange, move things around, and just make everything look organized. And that's why I feel like we shouldn't really box people into the idea of you should be only academically smart, because not everyone can truly be academically smart. But unfortunately, I do fall in that category. I am more academic than I am. I have no physical strength, by the way, so I do not fall in that category. And then skills, there are certain skills I could do, but like, for example, if you tell me to do an oil change, I can't do that. So in school, I really enjoy reading textbooks. That's what I'm saying, I'm kind of a nerd. My favorite subject in school, that's really hard, but I feel like the subject I always enjoy studying for was math, because you don't have to really, like, you just have to work out problems, and it's pretty, like, you see a pattern, it just becomes easy. But the subject that I got the highest grades in was history. History was always easy for me, because I would read a textbook and I would find, like, things that happened in the past to be very interesting. My subject that I struggle a lot with is definitely biology, because for some reason I never found biology to be interesting. So if I don't find a subject interesting, then it just doesn't click with me. But that is pretty much it. I'm going to make it short because I can't speak for a long time. My voice just starts cracking. I have more questions that I haven't answered. And if you want to add a question, go ahead and leave it in the comments and I'll answer it for January's Q&A. Love you. Bye.